Good morning and good evening. Here we are at the start of a brand new month, and we have a brand new word we're going to find in the Bible and define. It is the word burden, or let's put it in the plural, burdens. B-U-R-D-E-N. And yesterday I invited you to think about what your burden is, what your burdens are, and to write those down. Did you do that? It is not too late. You will have plenty of opportunity to engage this little exercise as we uncover the burdens God's people before us had. Burdens. Did you know that God has burdens? Let's start with God. According to the Bible, God is burdened, and he is burdened by our sin. Our sin is a burden to the living God. Let's listen to God speaking through the Old Testament prophet Isaiah. In chapter 1 of the book of Isaiah, God is angry with his people because while outwardly they were carrying on with the sacrifices associated with God's law that he prescribed for them, inwardly their hearts were set on sin. It's very similar to worship in some of today's churches. Outwardly, Christians appear to be worshiping God. You would think that they are if you looked at them. But the Lord, who sees the motives of the heart, who cuts straight through our public persona, finds instead people in love with sinning. Sinning. Hear these words from God as being for you if this describes you. You're physically in church on Sunday going through the rhythms of worship, but your mind and heart are set on sin. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 11, 13, and 14. God says, "What are your multiplied sacrifices to me? I have had enough of burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed cattle. I can take no pleasure in the blood of bulls, lambs, or goats. Bring your worthless offerings no longer. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Sabbath, the calling of assemblies, I cannot endure iniquity and the solemn assembly. I hate your new moon festivals and your appointed feasts. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them." Now that was Isaiah chapter 1, and notice that God is burdened. Worship offered from hypocritical hearts is a burden to the Lord, and he is weary of bearing that load. Sin is a burden to God. Sin is a burden to God. He's burdened by sin, and he is weary of bearing that load. That's what he tells Isaiah to tell his people. And when we read ahead in Isaiah, we see the sins of the people of God continue to be a burden to him. Listen now to Isaiah chapter 43 and the second part of verse 24. This is Isaiah 43 in verse 24b. "You have burdened me with your sins. You have wearied me with your iniquities." And iniquities is another word for sin. Our worship of the living God must not be empty ritual. We must confess our sins to Christ and receive his forgiveness, coming before our Lord with clean hands and pure hearts. Then he will receive our worship. Otherwise, going through the order of service and only appearing to worship God on the outside, while our minds and bodies are set on sin, only tires God. It burdens him. He does not accept that kind of worship. I just want you to know, as we begin to discover this word burdens, that our sin is a burden to God. God has burdens. And on tomorrow's edition of Definition, we will see how God bears our burdens.